7:34. So with the government's new cooperative profit-sharing system that I referred to before, which would require conglomerates to share profits with partner firms, we're going to take a look at how the editorials are responding. Are they going to be viewing this with some sort of suspicion that it's a left-wing initiative? Or is it a way of breaking up the traditional conglomerate power? Grace Park, let's get a bit more background. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex. So according to this new system, large companies will be required to set targets for revenue or profits. And if they meet the targets, they will pay a prearranged share of the revenue or profit to subcontractors and suppliers. A large manufacturer may work together with a smaller company on a joint project. If the project makes money, a prearranged portion will go to the smaller firm. The government and the ruling Democratic Party decided to work together to pass four bills that will form the foundation of the new system. And if they're passed next month as planned by the government, the system will go into effect in February of 2019 at the earliest. Ahead of the passage of the bills, the Ministry of SMEs and Startups will launch the system for companies that wish to introduce it immediately.
Now, the Hungary, a left-leaning outlet, actually seemed to preempt the criticism of this move from the conservative media.
Right. The paper started out by saying that after the government's announcement, conservative newspapers have been heavily criticizing this new system. They've been claiming that it's just a way of punishing conglomerates, that it's a form of anti-market economy populism, and that there's no precedent of this anywhere in history. And the Hangyore said that such attacks are criticisms only for the purpose of criticizing the government.
And how did it kind of defend itself or even go on to attack these conservative outlets further?
Well, it first argued that the cooperative profit-sharing system is not going to be mandatory, but that it's up to the companies to decide whether or not to implement, meaning that it's not meant to punish or weaken conglomerates. Second, the principles of a market economy does not imply that everything is to be left entirely up to the market. The government's role is to come up with various supplementary policies to make up for failures of the market. Thirdly, the paper stressed that a cooperative profit-sharing model is already being used by global companies around the world. It added that new attempts to boost voluntary cooperative profit-sharing by companies should be something to be welcomed and not criticized. The Hangyore closed by saying that innovative growth through a cooperative profit-sharing system between conglomerates and SMEs is a big task of our times, and that both the business community and the government must do their parts to improve the business environment.
Now, let's also get another view on this altogether, although it's not so different, but it's a very business-oriented perspective in theory, the Mail Business newspaper.
Right. The Mail mentioned that the local business community is torn over the government plan to force large corporations, including conglomerates, to share profits with subcontractors and suppliers. Now, conglomerates oppose this, while smaller companies that may benefit are fully on board. And companies choosing to sign on to the government-led system will receive incentives, such as corporate tax breaks. The paper pointed out that the new system must be carefully thought out because it may violate the autonomous rights of private companies and go against principles of the market economy. Although the government has announced that this is all voluntary, the fact that the system is being put into legislation implies that private companies are essentially being forced into participating based on pressures by the government and public opinion. And the Mail argued that that companies in the private sectors are already facing difficulties from the recent hike in minimum wage, as well as the implementation of the 52-hour work week, and that the government must stop limiting them and pressuring them even further.
Let's get one further perspective on this, which might be seen as somewhere in the middle, the Hangul-Gilbo.
Right. The Hangul-Gilbo said that everyone is on the same page about the need to shift from the unfair, hierarchical relationship that exists between conglomerates and SMEs toward a more cooperative, mutually prosperous model. However, more so than the new system being anti-market economy, the more realistic argument here is that it's pretty difficult to come up with a system that can actually be applied to the market. The government may be able to implement the system, but the paper questioned its ability to verify and measure the shared profits, its ability to coordinate each company's interests, support the writing of a fair contract between companies, and so on. And the Hangukilbo stressed that if such details are not taken into consideration, this attempt is bound to fail.
Grace, thank you for the overview.
Thank you, Alex.